This is Ozarks at Large. Live performances of any kind have been difficult to find for the past 5 months. As the Fort Smith Symphony prepares to bring some live music back to the landscape, there are things about their upcoming concerts that will be different. The season opener will be outside. Concerts are being shortened. Social distancing will be enforced. A concert that was to have featured the music of one movie has been changed to the music of another, Charlie Chaplin's The Kid, because that score is shorter, and the musicians will be further apart, and they'll be wearing masks. Last week, we reached John Jetter, the musical director and conductor of the Fort Smith Symphony, and asked him about the season that's scheduled to begin October 17th.
It became clear to, I think, a lot of people that this is probably going to take a little while, you know? And it's going to take a while to get through all this. So we need to see if there's a way for everyone. We need to see if there is a way to do what we can do in this environment. And we've looked at a lot of possibilities. We're very fortunate that we have a lot of support. So we're able to present concerts, you know, with very small audiences and things like that. Well, I'm sure we'll go into more details. But it became a realistic option for us. And I think one of the turning points was going to the concert hall that and seeing how it's set up for all the distancing and how detailed they've done everything. You know, the way you enter and exit the hall and backstage and the seating. The seating was set up for a distance concert. And since that time, since then, there's been a lot more information about instruments and how far we can sit apart and masks and all the rest of it.
Yes, I mean, you mentioned getting new research and understanding. That's important, of course, for your patrons, your audience. But you're dealing with people on stage who blow out air and some of the, you know, instruments involve saliva and things like that. What have you had to learn? What have you had to learn, and what do you have to do to make sure your musicians are safe?
Well, the same is for the audience. Everyone has to wear a mask. It's a non-issue. And I know a mask is an issue for some people, but in order for us to do concerts, the audience, everyone has to wear a mask. It's not negotiable. And for the orchestra, everyone has to wear a mask. And I'm sure the first thought is, oh, well, you don't mean the wind players. Yes, they have to wear a mask and there's a little opening that they have to like modify their masks to where they can actually, you know, blow into the instrument. So yes, they're wearing masks, and a number of the instruments have netting that goes on the bell of the instrument. So that prevents, of course, any droplets, and that's it inhibits the flow of air a little bit, but, you can still play the instrument pretty well. And as far as distancing, at this point, everyone is 6 feet apart, and the trombones need a little more room in front of them. I think it's 9 feet, actually. And flutists, this will be interesting for people to see. Flutists play play the flute under the mask.
The first concert is October 17th for the 2020-2021 season. It's outside, and that was not originally the plan way back when, was it?
So that's correct. So when we announced our season pre-COVID, we announced it on March 1st because we wanted to tie it in with our March 7th concert, I think. So the schedule has changed a little bit. With everything going on, we felt an outdoor concert made a lot of sense, and it gives people an opportunity to sort of dip their toe into whether they want to come and hear a live concert. We have been working with the Marshalls Museum, and we're actually going to be performing on the grounds of the museum, basically between where the museum is and the river. Mm-hmm. So the audience members will be looking at the orchestra, and then behind the orchestra is the river. So it's in October, so the weather theoretically should be good. And the protocols for doing indoor and outdoor performances are actually about the same. So there's the distancing, there's very closely monitored and cleaned the use of some bathroom facilities. But getting into the season in general, all of the concerts are about an hour long. There's no intermission. We've always done a really nice intermission reception for donors. Can't do that. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is, and then it limits the number of audience members we can have at a performance. So we play for an hour. We then have a 90-minute break where people leave. We all leave the facility, and it gets cleaned in 90 minutes. They can do the whole thing. And then we're back for another hour performance. So the outdoor one's a little different, but the outdoor one still is we play for an hour, and then there's a break, and then there's another performance. So we're limiting our number of audience members to a maximum of 400. I don't think we'll be actually at that number. I think it'll be less at first, because we're mainly focusing on our subscribers. And in speaking with many of them, they're excited to come. Others, or maybe they'll just come for a little bit, and they might wait a little while. A lot of our subscribers are subscribed to keep their seats in the hopes that the next season would be, a little bit better. So I think our initial audience numbers will probably be more in like the 200 range, which is fine. I mean, that's how you start. And it's great. We're absolutely, this is about starting to do what we do in a super safe manner. So the main thing is we're starting to do these performances. So we just wanted to be careful, and that's why we're offering our first option outside. But as all this is sort of coming to a head, we've had a lot of people say, man, some live music, we need something. If we can safely, do this, go out and have dinner somewhere and have some semblance, even sort of close-ish to normal, there's a lot of interest in doing it. And again, we've worked really hard on ways to do this that we feel like, with a greatly reduced audience, a smaller orchestra, of course, and again, going over the protocols over and over again. And I have to say this, this is hard to say, but I think that our audiences, I know our audiences pretty well. I mean, this is my 24th season. I think our audiences, and I certainly know the orchestra, they know they have to follow the rules. They know that if we're going to do an orchestra concert, you have to keep your distance, you have to wear a mask, you have to, do some things that are instinctively not very, natural. Things we're still getting used to. And I think we have the base that is going to follow the instructions. I mean, I really do.
All right. Our session, I think, is going to expire here in 4 minutes. So I'm giving you a big question with not a lot of time. But museums, public radio stations, theaters, arts presenters, symphonies have all been figuring out, how do we make it in this world? Fort Smith Symphony in okay shape as we go through a summer of a pandemic?
Well, we have had to, I would say, yes-ish. We really, in order to make this season work, we really did look at every line item in the budget, everything. And we made a lot of changes. We streamlined things. We had to make some cuts. And but we still, the idea is, can we still do what we do and make it work? And it looks like with the changes, we're able to still do, very meaningful concerts. And so far, the sponsors, what we focus on is basically renewing sponsors. And I mean, I'm knock on wood, at the time of you asking me this right now, every sponsor who I've contacted, except one very small one, has renewed. There's quite a few. People are very supportive. I think if it's a realistic attempt to try to do something, I think that people really would like to get behind it. Everyone knows it's a huge challenge, but particularly a lot of businesses, really just about all businesses, they're having to try to make it work, right? Mm-hmm. So as a performing arts group, I think, unless you're trying to make it work, I think they're going to say, oh, well, sorry, we can't help you. It's because we're all kind of in the same boat. But I know it's a challenge. And we know, having announced the season, we know there could still be changes. you know, but we also looked at some of our concerts that are indoors. They could be moved outdoors. If we have a directive that the orchestra has to maybe be a little bit further apart, we know that's a possibility. We kind of have all these sub lists of things that, you know, could change. And we've already changed some programs accordingly. We were going to end our season originally with a night at the opera. Opera singers right now? No. That's just like total, you know, that's just like a, you know, the ultimate projectile right now.
Right.
So, you know, the things we have to do. But yeah, Kyle, you're right. It's just a big challenge right now. And I think we're going to, people may not agree, but I think we're going to be in this place for a while. And I think we have to figure out if we can do it in this dynamic. That's kind of our only choice, as long as it can be done safely.
John Jetter is the conductor and musical director of the Fort Smith Symphony, and we reached him in his office via Zoom last week. The first concert for the Fort Smith Symphony is October 17th. Details about the season can be found at fortsmithsymphony.org.